We're doing Rav Chalapa on the parasha, and in the end of the parasha, Laman and Besuel declare, this came out of Hashem, we can't say anything good or bad. Rivka's before you go, she should be a wife to your master's son, as Hashem said. Says Rav Chalapa, Nira kavana b'zeh. Seems that what the pasuk is intending is, Teklepe ma she'amar le ma'evit. That when the servant said to them, you know, Avram told me, bring back the girl, and then you'll come clean of my promise. You promise me you bring back the girl. When you bring her back to the family. Avram said to him, if they don't let you bring the girl back, you will come clean. So Avram had said two things. He said, if the woman doesn't want to come back, you'll be clean. And the servant quotes it as if the family doesn't let her come back. It's not the same thing Avram said. So his intention was, im lo yitnu, if they won't let her marry, then you'll come clean. But Lavan and Besuel thought that even if they don't hold her back, they just cause a little bit of a problem on the way, so then it'll also come clean. It didn't work. And that's why they said, we can't say good or bad. Here's Rivka. Meaning, we can't say anything. If you want, take her. We won't hold her back. And they figured, they didn't hold her back. They figured, what was the condition? The condition was, you will come clean if they don't give you. Okay? We let her go. We didn't stop her. So now you want, you could take her. Then they figured, the servant knew that, no. He knew it wasn't a question, you guys do agree or don't agree. He knew this was success. This was what I was supposed to do. Give me 1 second. There are two ways to read the words im lo yitnu. Im lo yitnu can be read as they won't give her, they won't be active in giving her, or they will refuse to give her. Which way do you read it? Im lo yitnu. If they don't give means they don't proactively give, or they do not give. Are they active in not giving, or they inactive in giving? Which way do I read it? Im lo yitnu. If they don't give the girl, you will come free. Which way do you read that? Do you read that as they don't actively give, or they do, quote, not give? Are they, if they're passive, is he clean of the promise? If they are im lo yitnu lach, if they are not actively giving, are you clean of the vow or not? What happens if the family says, you do what you want with the girl? We're not giving her, we're not withholding her, you do what you want. Is Eliezer still responsible to the vow or not? So they thought that if they don't actively give her, if they're not positive with the shiduch, then Eliezer is free. He doesn't have to take the shiduch. So they said, here's Rivka, you could take her. Hine Rivka lefanecha, Rivka standing before you, kach v'leik, you could take her. They thought they were being smart. They said, we're not excited about the shiduch. We're not going to hold back the shiduch. You want her, you could take her. They don't want to be on Avram's bad side. On the other hand, they don't want her to go. So what do they say? It's all God-given. We can't say no. We're not saying anything. Rivka's right here. You could take her. What they were thinking is, Avram had told the servant, if they don't actively give, then you don't have to do this deal. What they didn't realize is that the servant knew that what Avram said is, if they don't give, if they're active in not giving, if they stand in your way, then you don't have to stick to the vow. And that's why he followed through with it. They thought that by being passive, they were on the one hand showing, we're not going to stand in your way, and on the other hand, they were finding a loophole to get an out of the deal. Avram had told him, if they don't actively give. And they were wrong. Avraham had told them, if they do actively not give, there's the, and the question, the line in between them is the passive state. We're not doing either way. They thought by taking the passive state, they were finding a way out of the deal. And Eliezer says, great, it's a deal. That's Ramchal.